if you're a parent or a parent-to-be, you have to really think what you name your kids, because certain names go with certain sports. So you need to be thinking about that if that matters to you. And in case you're wondering, if parents name your son Tyler, Logan, Landon, Hayden, Carter, Jackson, Ace, Ryder, Clayton, Riley, Caden, Jake, Shane, Sawyer, Luke, Aiden, Gavin, Hunter, Cole, Cooper, Blake, Dylan, Tanner, Taylor, Jacob, Reed, spelled with E-I or whatever, or double E, Braden, or Parker, they're going to play baseball.
I realize she just named like off all the white boy names, right?
I named the SEC baseball names.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
From the great city of Savannah, Designer Cornbread Podcast, episode 187.
Wow, we're just right in. I wasn't even, we're in. My dog is eating your dog's food, so I was yelling at him literally 2 seconds ago. So that's what's happening down here. It's been a whole minute since we saw each other.
And literally a minute. Holly is in Savannah.
It's true.
How'd he give a whoop whoop?
Now, have I seen one stitch of Savannah?
No, but my neighborhood will never be the same, y'all. I don't know what was going on the front porch, but she was dancing and singing something about breezes.
I feel the breeze. I don't, woo, between my knees. Woo, but I don't care. Woo, because it's just air. Woo.
The historical district in Savannah, Tennessee, is comprised of antebellum homes and...
Hey, they needed a little shaken up. They needed a little...
Oh, they got shook. They did. They got shook.
They needed a little holly in their lives.
Everybody needs a little holly in their
lives.
That's
right. Well, as I said to Joni, I don't live here, so...
Yeah, she doesn't care. It's just me that has to deal with.
I don't care. You know. I had to greet the UPS man in my swimsuit and swim cover up this morning off the porch. So it's which brought me to what I said to you earlier. Why did I pack so much clothes?
No. Okay, y'all. Literally, this has been our day for the last, and now I said it because as soon as I get out of school, I'm dead. I mean, I got to have some days. And literally, we have gotten up, we've had coffee, we have. And quiet time, coffee and Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we've gone to the pool and we've come in and gone to the porch and come back in and gone to the TV.
Yep. And eaten dinner. Y'all have cooked some good. They've been feeding me well. I had steaks. I had grilled chicken and all that. So we do eat in there, but it's pretty much, that's the routine. I mean, I'm in... this caftan, or I'm in my swimsuit, or my nightgown. Yeah. That's it. I don't know why I bothered to even pack. I mean, I had to pack for Chattanooga, but...
We eat, and we lay down, and we make fun of each other.
Well, someone seems to make fun of someone more than someone makes fun of someone else.
Well, it's too easy. All I can say is it's too easy.
You guys, and we're not going to say what these are, but I'll say something and she's like, picks up her phone and starts texting it to her little family chat with her family because she likes to let them know.
Mostly I'm texting it to Timmy to tell on you.
Or my husband. She tells on me. You guys, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And the best part is Tim's like, and? Like, okay.
Yeah, this is what it is. He knows.
He either knows, I mean, he's been, y'all, we've known, Well, we've known each other longer than we've known Tim. That's true. But you were so much older than me at camp that we didn't really hang. Much older. Yeah. So we didn't really hang till later. But we've basically all kind of known each other this long. And he knows either one of two things. He can tell by what you send him that either that's 100% exactly what Holly said and why, and I'm not surprised at all, or he knows that this is one of a Joni exaggerate, a misquote by you.
Do not misquote me to me.
To me. Well, you do. You misquote me all the time. You embellish a little bit. So it's fine, you guys.
It's a Joniism.
Whatever. Anyway. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah, well, I mean, the only, cause I was thinking we were getting ready to sit down and I thought, where did we leave off last week? Like, cause I was still in chat and I was trying to think if I really had anything else to say about that. I don't think I really do, except that, and I think I already told you this, but, I think I did that on the day that I left chat. So I was there till Thursday with my kiddos. And, then that morning that I was going to leave or that afternoon, Hudson was available to do coffee. So Hudson and Avery and I went to this little coffee shop that they, had been to before and found it's, Livingston's in chat, somewhere in chat. And, anyway, so we went and did that and it was really, really fun and precious. And Hudson brought his little pack of Dominoes because my son is adding to his old man energy by falling in love with Dominoes. Like he loves them. He's like, have you guys ever heard of Dominoes? We're like, yes.
Yes, dear. Yes.
Yes. But yes, we have. But he just didn't know if we, you know, I guess we didn't play it a lot as a family. That wasn't a game that we played. But anyway, so he's full in his old man Domino era and he brought a little set. Because it's like you can play, he brought enough for just three people. So it wasn't like a huge amount of tiles. It was just like a smaller, you just have to bring certain ones. And we sat there and drank coffee and played Dominoes. And it was so cute because the little barista who took our order and brought the food and the coffees out, she came over when our stuff was ready and she set the stuff down and she said, I just need you to know that I love what is happening in here right now in the shop. She was so tickled and she was young, you know, in her 20s, I would think. And she was just like, I just need you to know, I love that this is happening in here right now. And we were like, you're welcome. So we were just having fun and spreading joy, you know, like I do.
Authentic.
Well, it was. It was just, that's what we were doing. And she thought it was sweet. And I was like, yeah, and maybe it makes other people think, oh yeah, we can bring our Dominoes and sit in the coffee shop or a deck of cards or whatever. So that was fun. And then I came here, drove through a little bit of rain and came here and have not been, as I said, I think I came in real clothes. Surely I arrived in real clothes.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Don't remember.
At some point I had clothes on.
Honestly, I have not had a stitch of makeup on my face,
no.
Real clothes on my body since Friday. Yeah, because I had
same. Friday. We both got up and didn't do a and it's just been glorious. I've smeared my sunscreen on and we've gotten out. But we're so grateful we've had nice weather because, you know, it's really rainy all around.
Yeah, it was really predicted to rain for every day, actually, that you were here.
Yeah, I know.
And we have had some, like we had one storm that just, we were, or I was in the pool. You had not gotten in.
Today, she was in the pool.
This storm, I mean, it blew up out of nowhere. And I mean, it came quick.
I did. I was laying on the little thing outside of the pool and she was in the pool in the float. And then like, you know, you can tell that the sun goes behind a cloud, you know, it's really sunny and it's pretty, pretty warm. And so I could tell the sun went behind a cloud and that's fine. But then it kind of stayed. And I thought, oh, is it clouding up? So I rolled over and I looked up at the sky and all of a sudden this big wind blew through the tree. And I said, Joni, is it going to storm? And literally we had about enough time for you to get your gimpy, your gimpy self out.
I'm still, yeah, y'all, if you were listened last week, I blew my knee out. So I'm still like walking, hobbling around on a brace. And anyway.
Doing a little better. You're doing a little slow and steady. Slow and
so I would like to nominate Holly, if any of you have any power out there, for a PETA award. She has, in one day, you saved three animals.
It's true. One day, three different animals. And then today?
So I just want y'all to know that I was floating by my skimmer. And all of a sudden, something jumped out at me. And y'all, there was this baby mouse. And I'm going to tell you, had it landed on my float.
You guys, if that mouse had jumped onto her float, because she was on the float full out, and if that thing had gotten on that float, she would have been in danger of drowning, because I would have been taken out with
my knee would have laughing. Given it. I would have re-injured it. I would have sunk to the bottom of the pool, and Holly would have just been standing there laughing.
I would have had to save you, but it would have taken me a minute, because anyway. I can only, but thankfully the mouse did not. It jumped out, but then it swam back to the little, it was hanging on. Y'all was hanging on for dear life to the edge of the, where the pool water skimmer. Sucks in.
Yeah. Skimmer.
So then we didn't know what to do. At first,
I knew I was not doing anything.
She knew.
Except staying away from it.
She knew she was doing nothing. So she was in the pool. This was yesterday and had just gotten in. And I was getting ready to get in. All of a sudden she yelped. And I was like, what? And she's staring at the hole, the skimmer. And I'm thinking, usually it's a frog. I mean, they get in there all the time. And then I thought, is it a frog? And I was like, is it a snake? Because if it's a snake, Holly's out.
You're out.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm a frog I can handle, even a mouse. You know, she said, I don't know. She said it's maybe a little mole or a mouse or something. You know, I don't know. So then I thought it got sucked up in there. And she's like, no, it's right there. It's still hanging on the...
He was hanging on for dear life.
For dear life, this little thing was just hanging on. And Ron's not home because we watch church online. So Ron wasn't even there to do and help us. And literally Joan was like, where's Ron? Where's Ron?
Not touching it. Not getting it.
So then I'm like, we were like, we have to, like, we can't just let it sit there because either we're going to sit there and kind of watch it like eventually fall off and die. Or we're going to have to be avoiding.
It's going to jump on my float.
Right. It's going to jump out at it. And we're like, this is not good. So I, being the animal loving activist that I am, went and got the long pole. Because I didn't realize too, not that this is, I'm sure this is riveting content. You guys, this is why you're here. I didn't realize that Joni, the long pole, you know, that you strain out stuff of the pool of theirs. It's not one of those flat, tight ones. It's like got a baggy kind of net. So I'm like.
It's a leaf net. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what these things are called. You know how some pools it's like flat and you just kind of skim it. And I thought it was one of those flat ones. And I'm like, I am not. If I try to scoop that and it's flat, that thing is going to run right up the pole at me. And then I'm going to be flailing and screaming. And I had my flip flop. My feet were burning on the. It was a whole thing. I thought, no, but it wasn't. It was one that had the big, like, setback. So I'm like, oh, I can get it in that. Then I feel better. So I scooped him, knocked him, and then he started swimming. And then you're screaming. You're just screaming. He's just swimming, and you're just screaming.
Okay. He was about to get my float. And
he was
gonna,
no, she was across the pool, you guys. She was all the way across the pool. This little tiny thing, which is literally probably an inch and a half long.
But you have cute little hands.
They do, but until they're moving real fast, and then it's not cute. So I get that little guy. He's hanging on to the inside of the net for dear life. So he's like splayed on it, and I'm going, Lord, please don't climb up on this. Please don't climb up. And I have to go across the yard and put him in the neighbor's yard, as you do. And we did that. We felt very good. And then this morning, the same thing. And we don't know. Joni thinks it's the same mouse.
It's the same. It was the exact same size.
It was, but why would the same mouse get in there? Why would he do the same thing again?
I don't know, or maybe it's just tormenting me.
You guys, it was hanging on the same spot in the skimmer, the same thing. So I took the net, did the same thing, and when I dumped him, I kind of looked at him, and he was one of those really cute mouses with the big ears. You know how there's the regular little tiny, I don't know if that's a field mouse. Like what we get in St. Louis are just like, I don't know. They're just house mouses. I don't know how to describe them. Their ear. Maybe it's just because he was wet, but he had big eyes and these big ears. And he looked at me and he said, thank you, old kind lady.
Yes. And then she saved a snail.
Yes.
There was a snail.
There was a snail just floating in the water, about to die, and I got him out.
And then you saved a bird.
And then a bird got in the little cabana tent, and I opened up the zippers and waited for it to get out, only to find out that today, when we went out there, I look out today. So I got this nest, or I got this bird out of there, and I thought, oh, it just got in there. Oh, my goodness. You know, it was kind of trying to get out, like it was going at the screen. So I thought, oh, my word. Well, this morning we're sitting in the room that looks out to there, and I see this little bird walking across the ground with like nest material in its mouth. So I jump up and run at it because I'm like, that thing is making a nest up in that cabana. We can't have that.
So she gets the bird out of the tent. She does that. Well, I walk out there later and I'm looking, you know, where is she trying to build this nest? And then I find it. And Caleb, for Mother's Day, gave me this fan that hangs from the top of the gazebo. And she was building a humongous nest. She had that whole top cover. I mean,
the whole top of this fan was covered in like moss or it wasn't like a one spot of a nest. It's like she was making a platform.
Yes.
To then build. I thought she was doing one like up in one of the corners. She was right on top of that. And there was stuff all over that had been since yesterday. That was not there yesterday.
She worked hard on it all night. And I got my broom and I tore it down for her. And as I started tearing it down, she was fussing at me. I could hear her over in the tree fussing at me. But
yeah. So Joni is not getting the PETA.
Not getting the
award, but I expect my pin to come any day now, my badge or whatever they send me. So just let them know that I am a lover of animals. So that's about, I think, that's all we've done besides some really good Mississippi State baseball.
Yes.
You guys.
Yes. So now we are headed to Super Regionals in Georgia. But regionals was in Starkville, and listen, last night Holly'd already gone to bed. We were winning by a good number of runs, so Holly went on to bed and was not far behind her. But I did watch a little more of the inning, and Bryce Chance is one of our players. He's been there, you know, since his freshman year, and he's a senior now. And he grew up in Mississippi, and all he ever wanted to do was just play Mississippi State. And
play baseball for them.
For Mississippi State. And he did. And he's been great. And so he went up for his last bat. We're in the ninth inning. Could have been the eighth. I can't remember. But it was enough that he most likely was not coming up to bat again. Mm-hmm. His last bat in Duty Noble Stadium. And the entire, when he walked out, the entire place stood up, gave him a standing ovation. And he hit, and I was like, oh, let him hit a home run.
Oh, no.
But he popped it up, and he was out. But even then, as he was walking off the field again, they all stood up and gave him a standing ovation. And he, you know, waved to the crowd, and then he reached up, and he tipped his hat. And I might have teared up a little bit.
Yes, y'all. Is that not the sweetest thing? The fans just, you know, when they show that appreciation for someone who's been there, probably played for 4 years, maybe longer, you know. And that appreciation. And then I saw a picture where he had his hat off and he was just doing the I love you sign to everybody. Yeah. And his head was kind of bowed down. It was so precious.
It was precious.
But they won. Listen. They won handily the last two nights. So that was very good. But along those lines, at some point, I don't remember if it was last night or the night before we were watching, the topic came up with Joni and Ron. I brought this up. I don't see what you all think, but they kind of made fun of me a little bit, but certain names, okay, guys, if you're a parent or a parent to be, you have to really think what you name your kids, because certain names go with certain sports. So you need to be thinking about that if that matters to you. And in case you're wondering, If parents name your son Tyler, Logan, Landon, Hayden, Carter, Jackson, Ace, Ryder, Clayton, Riley, Caden, Jake, Shane, Sawyer, Luke, Aiden, Gavin, Hunter, Cole, Cooper, Blake, Dylan, Tanner, Taylor, Jacob, Reed, spelled with E-I or whatever, or double E, Braden, or Parker, they're going to play baseball.
Y'all realize she just named like off all the white boy names, right?
I named the SEC baseball names. And there's double on teams. There'll be like two Hunters and three Jacksons and, you know, so I just, you know, I think I am onto something here. And you all know I'm telling the truth. Like there's no Cooper playing football. Like it's just not, or, you know, very, very rare. These are rare things. So I think I might do a football edition when football season comes and I'll give you there's some crossover, but if you name your kid any of these things, he's not playing football. He's not playing basketball. He's playing baseball. So just prepare yourself.
I just want the number one at the top of the football list to be Fluff.
That's a nickname. We can't. That's a nickname. It's one of the best.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll revisit this. But they looked at me like they just laughed at me, you guys. And I'm like, it's true. Parents need to know that you're locking in your kid's whole sport future based on what you name them.
There's no Thatcher playing baseball.
I don't know that there's a lot of Thatchers in any sport. I'm gonna be honest. Now, he could have been a great fencer. I bet the fencing. I
remember the fencing.
That would have been amazing, but no. He had to quit. Oh, but it was a good couple of games, and they looked really good. So they're moving on. So now the trouble is, now the latest problem is, and Tim, I hope you're listening, although I know you're not, I'm all hot and bothered because the super regionals are on Friday or whatever you said it was. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'll be home. And my point is, we stopped our Hulu, which is the only way we can watch sports. The reason we got it back in 2020, you guys, way back in the day when the pandemic hit, 2020. And I said, I need to have some college football that I can consistently watch. We are going to get that. So we got it for that. And have had it ever since and enjoyed it and all that. So then this year we were like, you know, we need to cut back on a couple of things. Hulu's very expensive, but it's really the only one we can watch any kind of regular TV. Not that we do, but like, I don't know, like if anything happens or like, I don't know, like in election seasons and stuff when there's debates and you got to have new, you know. Anyway, so we paused it and got rid of something else too. I can't remember, Netflix or something. Because it's so expensive. Hulu, you're too expensive. Anyway, so now I don't know how I'm going to watch this game.
She told me I was going to have to hold my phone up to the TV for the entire night.
You did. I said, I'm going to have to call you and you're going to have to hold your phone up so I can watch this. I'm really kind of distraught because I wasn't, you know, because you can't get anything without that.
Zoom and I could just put my computer on a little table.
Oh, maybe I might have to do that. I'm not kidding. Like, how this is ridiculous. You know, you got to pay for every one of these things, every different service to do every different thing. And, you know, they're not cheap. And then they still got commercials. So I still got to watch commercials that I'm paying for, you know, $100-something a month to watch this. I'm a little bitter. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. No idea. Meanwhile, Sherlock is living his best life. Sherlock is here with us, and he's living his absolute best life.
Sherlock picks out the most expensive stuff in the house. Mm-hmm. That's his spots.
Yep. Spot. Joni has now realized, she's like, oh, because he, as soon as we got here, he, you know, we've talked about that really nice blanket that Joni got.
The Lola
blanket that started us on all the furry blanket. You know, I had to get a similar with, for me and the kids and all. Well, at our house, Sherlock has, those are his blank. I mean, they're ours. Like, we can use them when we want, but we have the real big one. And Tim will just like pile that up on the couch and like nest him in this big, huge, you know, hundreds of dollars blanket that this dog gets. I had to get another one that was smaller to use as like more of a throw. And that's on the end of our bed because that's where he needs to sleep at nighttime on his special blanket. So he got in her house and immediately eyed that thing and was like, "Give me up on your lap." Jody had it on her and he was like,
"Yep."
Looking at her like, "Excuse me."
And then I have this new Chase Lounge thing and that's pretty cool. It lays on the ground. And
really flat. Yeah, it's on the ground and it's really cushy.
Very cushy and fluffy. And, you know, he walks outside and he immediately just goes to the Chase Lounge and lays down. Yep. Like, I don't know what you people are going to do, but this
is fine. Like the little wiener dog, I had my towel like spread out on it all nice. So he's on this lovely striped beach towel on the chaise looking at us like he owns the world. I mean, Ron gave him was thinking about taking that fur blanket from under him the other night. And Sherlock looked up at him like,
"I will kill you."
Like gave him the side eye, like, "What?" And we were like, no, Ron, you can't have it.
Like it. And then we are out on the front porch and across the street from my house is one of these beautiful antebellum mansions. Mine is not an antebellum mansion. And Sherlock is sitting on my bench looking over.
On the pillow, top. On the pillow, yeah, the cushion I had to give him cushion. To sit on.
Yes, yes. Propped up on this cushion on my bench.
Well, he can't see
looking out. He's looking out across the street and I said, "Holly, look at him. Look at him. He's wondering why he is not living over there at that mansion instead of over here in the bungalow."
The servant's quarters, as she said.
Why? I know.
I'm like, no, but he kind of was. He was kind of looking at it like, you know, oh, you. So it was funny. I was like, no, I think he's very happy, but he did kind of give it the side eye. So it was funny. Anyway, so yeah, he's living his best life. I keep forgetting to take him on a float because he does like to ride on the floats in the pool on a little boat ride.
Well, I'm sure he'll get the Big Joe. Will be
yes. We get nothing. It's all about what the dog needs. So no, we do fine. But yeah, he is living his best life. He gets to go outside, wander around, and do stuff, and come in and sit on. So since we're either in the pool, he's either, you know, sleeping out there or he's on the couch sleeping with the blanket. So he's really. He's doing pretty well. So anyway, other than that, that's all. I mean, we got nothing else to chat about. I don't know. Did you have anything
nothing
else?
To tell. No, because there's nothing to tell except we have just been here vegetables.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All. We're very happy. Joni's coming back to life slow. You did clean out your refrigerator.
I did. I have done a few things. I've done some laundry. Mm-hmm. I have cleaned the kitchen. I have not gotten the nerve up to start organizing stuff yet, but I can do all that when you leave.
Yeah. This is the collapse and the rest. We've been reading. I mean, we're just out there with our little books reading and floating, and it's been delightful. So other than that, we don't have any big plans. So I think we have to set up tables tonight for your mama's bridge club tomorrow. That's going to be our job.
Yes, Bridge Club will be happening here tomorrow.
I know, which is so exciting. At least it is for me. I get to see all the Bridge Club ladies in my caftan or my swimsuit, so that'll be great.
I told Mama, I said, "Well, we'll be in the pool. Whatever you can."
If it's not raining, that's where we'll be. So, yeah. But end of school went good for you. I mean, we talked. You were pretty much done. So there's nothing else.
All I had was in service, and you know, and that was it. And that's just. You know, that is what that is. And so, anyway.
Yeah. So guys, this is probably a little bit of a shorter episode. Joni will have a recipe here, but you know, they're just filling you in and letting you know how bravely I saved the animals and et cetera. So
she is true PETA right here.
You guys, I can't wait to get my t-shirt or whatever they're going to send me. Yeah. So, do you have a recipe for us today?
I do have a recipe and this one is for you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So one of the things that Holly and I did, I don't know, a couple years ago, we really haven't done it this year, but we would go lay in the pool all day and get, you know, sunburned and hot and whatever. And then we would come in and collapse because, you know, the sun just sucks.
It drains you, y'all. It's draining.
And we would lay back in the bed and watch Father Brown. Mm-hmm. And that was what we would do. That was the essence of our day right there.
Yeah, that was it.
So one, there's a recipe or there is a food that shows up on Father Brown all the time.
Oh,
do you know what that is?
Well, is it Mrs. McCarthy's famous strawberry scones?
That's exactly what it is.
Yay!
Hey,
the strawberry scones.
Scones. Oh, scones. Father, I make the scones.
All right. So here is what you have. You have 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of grated orange zest, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup, which is 1 stick, of cold unsalted butter. You need to cut that into pieces. 1 cup of chopped strawberries, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup and 1 tablespoon. You're dividing this, but 1/4 cup, and then later 1 tablespoon of heavy whipping cream, 1 cup of powdered sugar, and 2 tablespoons of milk. Make sure when you're making this that your butter, your sour cream, and your whipping cream are all cold.
Okay.
And don't do anything at room temperature. They all need to be cold. All right. Now, if you've got a scone pan, great, but you don't have to. So you can just have a baking sheet is fine, but line it with parchment paper, you know, and just set that off to the side. Do you need it? And then in a mixing bowl, you're going to stir together your flour, your granulated sugar, your baking powder, the orange zest, and the salt. And then using a pastry cutter, or you can use 2 forks if you don't have a pastry cutter, cut that butter into your flour mixture until it's crumbly. You don't want it really mixed. It's going to be crumbly. And then add your strawberries, toss that, just evenly coat them, and then just set that aside. Then in another bowl, you are going to whisk together your sour cream and 1/4 cup of your whipping cream until that's all good and smooth. And then add that to your flour mixture and stir it just until the dough forms. You don't want it overmixed. You don't want to mix it, you know, very long. Just let it be. It's going to be crumbly.
Yeah.
All right. Turn that out onto a floured surface and then flatten that out. Now, this is your secret for scones and biscuits too. Anytime you're making this, you're going to fold your dough, and that kind of makes it flaky and layery. That's what gives biscuits their layers. So you're going to fold the dough in half and then repeat that like 3 or 4 times until your dough starts holding together. So you've gone from it crumbly until you're just working it until it's finally holding together. Shape that into a round disc with a, needs to be about 1 inch thick, and then cut it into 6 wedges. Place it on
like
your baking
sheet. Like
the whole
thing. Like, yeah, do the whole thing in a big circle disc. Right.
Yes.
I guess you could do them individually. I've seen people do round ones
too. Well, you're going to cook them. You are going to cook them individually. You are going to do that. If you have a scone pan, it separates it for you. It's got those, you know, it's up into the triangles. But on this, you've got your disc, 1 inch thick disc, and you're going to cut it into 6 wedges and place those on the baking sheet. You don't want the wedges touching, at least on this one. They need to be at least 1/2 inch apart. All right. And then you're going to take that pan and you're going to stick it in the freezer for 30 minutes. Preheat that oven to 400 degrees and then remove your baking sheet from the freezer. That extra tablespoon of heavy whipping cream you are going to brush. I'm sitting here doing my hands like
she is. She's acting it out for me, you guys.
Y'all can brush the tops with the remaining heavy whipping cream there. You're going to bake for about 20 to 22 minutes until they're golden brown and cool on your wire rack. While it's cooling, whisk together your powdered sugar and your milk in a medium bowl, and then drizzle that over your scones and serve that. But here's what you're going to get next week. You're going to get the strawberry filling that can go in it. Now, you don't have to have strawberry filling in it. You can just have...
Right, because that's the thing on the show. And I've had real scones. I've been to England. I've had scones. And I've never... seen them filled. You fill them yourself. Like you cut them up and you put the Devonshire cream or the jam and stuff on there. But on the show, hers come like split with a filling, the strawberry,
strawberry filling
in
so
there.
So we'll have to tune in next week for your strawberry recipe.
Okay. Well, you've got to tune in and get that. Cause that's what I'm like, ooh, that sounds really good too. I've never had with that filling already in there. So excellent. That sounds really good. And it's like strawberry time right now. So
strawberry thyme.
Perfect. Excellent. Is it your top three?
It is my top three.
Good.
And I'm ready for my top three.
Top three.
Yes.
All right. Most of you, I would say if you are from the South, but it's not just the South. It's all over in the summer. And if you like to be outside, you are going to want to kiss me on the mouth for this.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What is the biggest tormentor of outside in the summertime, Holly? What is it?
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. These are, yes, mosquito bits is what these are. And you take, Caleb is actually the one that told us about it, and Ron got it, and I can tell a huge difference. So what it is, it's these little pellet-like things, and you put it in, he just put them in a bucket and put some like leaves and stuff over it. So it's kind of earthy, I guess. I mean, he's not like packing it down, and filled it with water. And the mosquitoes come and they lay their eggs in it.
Because that's what they like. They like that still sitting, you know, that's why you're not supposed to leave stuff around that's sitting murky little water. Cause that's where they're laying there, but you want them to lay it in this.
Want it to. Yes. So it doesn't kill the mosquitoes, but it does sterilize the mosquitoes. And so it takes about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks for this really to work. Because so you have your initial mosquitoes that come out and then they lay their eggs, those hatch, they go, but they can't have more
baby skeeters.
No more baby skeeters.
And then the older ones die, you know, they don't live too long. And then
they have about a 2 week life cycle.
Okay.
And within about 3 weeks, you can really diminish your mosquito population. I've seen a huge difference out back. I can tell that's where the bucket is out back. Mm-hmm. I can tell we've had a couple maybe on the front porch, but the front porch even used to be miserable. I mean, just constantly mm-hmm. smacking mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, and there's been a couple of them. But not like before.
And Ron was saying, because he was out there grilling a couple of nights, you know, right in that evening time when they really get bad, and he noticed a huge difference. He was very pleased with them.
So Ron and Holly both have the blood type that mosquitoes like. And like Ron and I can be sitting outside and he just gets eaten alive.
Yeah, same with my little Avery too. It's awful.
I mean, I'll get a few, you know, enough that it's irritating, but mm-hmm. not like Ron Shank gets. And, so they have a particular blood type that they like. And
we're sweeter. We're sweeter. It's fact.
I guess it's something. Fact. So, you know, Ron said, I sat out at the grill. He said, I didn't have a single mosquito on me.
That's unbelievable. And especially back there, there's a lot of trees and grass. Like it's perfect mosquito area, you know, and it's same with our yard. We've got spots, same kind of where Tim grills. It's around behind the same, almost exactly the same. And it's just like, so I'm really excited to try it. You're going to link it so we can...
Yeah, I will link that. It's called mm-hmm. Mosquito Bits. And he's even going to take a bucket. He's going to take a bucket and put out front.
Yeah, you might as well.
We've got woods out kind of beside each. I can set them over there in the woods and that'll take care of that. So,
yeah, you might as well just because it makes, you know, we talk about this every year. And it's like every year I try to think of like what to do or to invest in those machines, you know, to try to do something. Because, you know, it's the time of year where you want to be sitting out and particularly in the dusk, you know, as it's a nicer, that's the pleasant time to be out, except those darn mosquitoes just get you and it's miserable. So I'm excited to try it. So.
All right. And my second one is what you brought to my house.
Oh, me.
You. Oh, actually, sorry. That's my third one.
Oh.
Well, we can let it be now. We'll let it be second. It's Holly being in Savannah.
That's me. That's she loves when I sing on her porch. She loves it.
I don't know. Sherlock and I are a little scared of that. And then my third one, Holly brought from Trader Joe's these coconut almonds. Mm-hmm. I think last week you had the caramel coffee almonds was one of your...
A couple of weeks, yeah. Coconut. Recently, I told you all about the coffee caramel. And so I went to go get those and the twisty, I don't know, what are those? The chili lime, whatever, the other snack because Joni can't get them. So I went to get those, but I saw these and thought she needed them.
I love anything almond and I love anything coconut. And she found these coconut almonds Mm-hmm. And I'm trying very hard to be good and not eat the entire
bag. I got two bags.
I mean, I could like take it into my bedroom and like hide it under my sheets and just, you know.
They're like coated. They're an almond and they're really coated in the, they're very sweet. They're definitely like a, they're yeah. sweeter than the coffee. The coffee is just like a thin coat of kind of a caramel, but these have like the chunks of coconut and they're really good. Yeah,
yes,
those are pretty good. I hadn't had those before.
Top three, yeah.
Those are good. Those are good ones. So yeah, we have been munching coconut almonds and coffee almonds, and I'm about to go get those tortilla twisty, chili, lime, whatever those Trader Joe tortilla twists, and I'm about to munch some of those on the porch. So thanks, everybody. Oh, you know what? I had one more announcement that I forgot. I almost forgot. It's a very special day today. Today, we are recording on June 1st, and it is David Bridgeforth's birthday today.
Oh, it is David Bridgeforth's birthday. We should call him.
So I just wanted to take a minute. I know he doesn't I'm sure he doesn't listen. I'm sure he won't even hear this, but just something in my heart wants to make sure that it's on record that we are wishing a very happy Designer Cornbread birthday to David Bridgeforth, and we hope that all your rowdy friends are coming over tonight to celebrate with you.
Let's say his name out loud, both
of us. Let's see, ready? One, two, three.
David
Bridgeforth.
You didn't do it in time.
Huh?
You didn't do it in time. We weren't together.
I thought we were together. Oh. I thought we were together. That's as good as it's going to get. Listen, we've got things to do.
The backstory real quick.
Yeah, that's right.
David Bridgeforth, you know, years and years and years ago when we were at camp, David Bridgeforth looked at us and said, hey, y'all, someday, just years from now, y'all are going to be somewhere. Well, y'all just say my name out loud. Yeah. And we told him we would, and we do. When we go places.
And he'd come up again, and he said, hey, years from now, when you're walking in the grocery store and you're just getting your groceries, will you just stop and just say David Bridgeforth? Just say my name. And I said, sure. And you know what, y'all? Dead burning, we've done it. Almost everywhere we go, we have a moment and we say his name.
I've been on top of roller coasters and I've yelled out as it started going down. I've yelled out David Bridgeforth. I have been on top of mountains and said, yelled across the, you know, the echo, David Bridgeforth.
That's a good one.
I mean, just different places when I'm on trips, I will say his name out loud.
And when we're together, for sure, we make a point of having a moment of just to honor that request. We usually send him a text or something letting him know that we did that. You know, we'll be sitting in some rocking chairs up in some mountain and we just say, David Bridgeforth. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, David Bridgeforth.
All right. Well, I hope everyone is having a good week. I hope you're getting some rest. I hope your summer is going well. If you've got kiddos running around or whatever, that you're able to be on a little bit of a, what I'll call summer schedule and have a little time to do some things, read or whatever you like to do in the summer. So we will be back next week. We'll be back in our regular locations and we'll have more updates on, we'll know about baseball. We'll know a few more things. So until then, goodbye, Pellet.
Skip patch.
Now you have to, we have no blooper, we have no, because you got right in, so we have no, like, exit anything to put at the end.
What do you want me to say about you?
Nothing. Bye. We're done. Get off.
No, wait. Your blooper is the wind blowing beneath your skirt up your legs or whatever you've got.
The breeze. No, that was in the episode. You said that in the, you got us in and we were in it.
It'll be your blooper.
No, that's an intro. The intro is different than the thing at the end is like just when we talk before we go on or like, you know, it's a behind the scenes. Whatever. I'm getting off. I'm getting the tortilla chips. Goodbye.
Wiener.
Oh, my God.